There was a Rebbe in the cheder teaching a fourth grade classroom. And they were learning about Parashat Vayeshev. As they were learning the parasha, the rabbi was explaining how the brothers had animosity towards Yosef, how the father Yaakov gave him the Ketonet Pasim, he gave him a coat, and the brothers became envious over Yosef, they became jealous of him. Why is our father showing favoritism? Why is he getting the best? But they never dared to approach the father. Instead, they went ahead and they threw Yosef into a pit. Eventually, they sold him down to Egypt. And as he's saying over the story, a little boy raises his hand and he says, Rebbe, I have one question. And he asked the most basic, the most simplest of all questions. Listen to a magnificent question. And I don't know why I never thought of this question. He says, Rebbe, why did the brothers have so much hatred towards Yosef? Instead, they should have had claims on the father. What did Yosef do wrong? He just took the coat. His father said, here, take this coat, and he took it. So they're jealous that he got the coat that they didn't? Shouldn't they have had hard feelings towards Yaakov? They should have come to Yaakov with claims. Dad, how could you? Why are you showing favoritism? And instead they had claims on Yosef. Where did Yosef go wrong? What did Yosef do wrong? What did he do wrong? So the Rebbe did not answer the question. He said, it's a good question. I'm sure it's brought down in Sefarim. I have to just look into the books. After school was over, the Rebbe went home. He opened up all different types of books on the topic, and he couldn't find anything. Such a simple question. Why did the brothers have such anger, such animosity towards Yosef when they should have had it towards Yaakov? He's the one who's causing all the problems. And after much research, he realized that this question is not asked anywhere. And he started asking many different rabbis. This question got so far that it reached Rav Chaim Kanievsky himself, the Gadol Hador. When Rav Chaim Kanievsky heard this question, he said, the reason that you won't find the answer to this question anywhere is because simply, back in those days, this question was simply inconceivable. It was simply unimaginable for a child to have claims, to have disrespect towards a parent, for a child to come along to a parent and say, how could you? You're not being fair? To have resentment towards a parent? There was no such thing. But maybe to have hard feelings towards a brother or a sibling or sister, maybe that's possible. And therefore, that question didn't even exist back in the days. Where are we holding in our Kivar Avayim? If that's the case, that the brothers didn't even dare to think to approach Yaakov with claims and resentment and say, how dare you? How come you didn't give it to us? How come you gave it to Yosef? They wouldn't even think that way. Only in our generation would we even think to ask such a question. Why didn't the brothers have claims on the father? They should have come to Yaakov and say, how come you're not being fair to us? Why are you showing favoritism? Why are you picking him over us? Why do you love him more than us? If our father decided this, then this is what he decided. We accept it. Nobody dared to be disrespected towards the parent. And so again, I ask, where is our Kivat Avraham holding?